This is Seattle's Morning News. Dave Ross with Heather Bosch is in for Colleen. It has taken a year and a half, but we finally have the whole story on the appearance of that giant sky phallus in the skies over Washington in November of 2017. The Navy Times got a transcript of the conversation between the flight crews when they decided that the contrail conditions were perfect for some skywriting and decided on an anatomically correct phallus. And even better, the Navy Times ran this transcript that they acquired through a text-to-voice app and set it to music. So now we take you back to November 16th, 2017, in the skies over Okanagan, as a Navy flight crew from Whidbey, with some time to burn, hatched an improvised plan to create a little inside joke using their $67 million EA-18G Growler, as reported by the Navy Times. Just a heads up, this recording contains mild anatomical language.
You should totally try to draw a penis. I could definitely draw one. That would be easy. Dude, that would be so funny.
As it takes shape, they discuss a few artistic details.
The shaft will go to the left. It's gonna be a wide shaft.
They then circled around to admire their work, according to the Navy Times, and saw that it was pretty good.
They cracked up in the cockpit as their sky penis came into full view. Oh yes, that was expletive amazing, the pilot said. This is so obvious.
Too obvious, in fact. They had assumed it would simply blow away, but it didn't, and so they tried to scribble it out, but it was too late. The pictures began circulating, and they became a part of naval legend. I know something about this kind of hijinks because I was a member of the Cornell Band the year that one of our field formations happened to be a raised fist, because there were all sorts of demonstrations going on the campus. And some of the band members, I believe it was the tuba section, were part of the closed middle finger of this fist, and they conspired without telling the drum major that they would march straight ahead out of the formation 8 bars early to flip off the visiting
team. Always the tuba section.
It's always the tubas. It was shameful, but it happened, and I was in the clarinet section and no part of it. Anyway, as for the Navy pilots, while Navy officials said at the time of the incident the two would go before a disciplinary board, the investigating officer recommended they receive non-punitive letters of instruction, i.e., don't do this again. Final conclusion, this was a really bad decision by some really good guys in a really good squadron.